Let's speak to Andreas Simontov, and we say good afternoon to Israeli personality and talk show host from Israel News Talk Radio. Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. Thank God I'm good. I'm happy. I'm getting like a little bit of a reverberate. Hold on. No, I'm not. It's good. I'm good, Kathy Kaler.
Good, Andreas Simontov. So we're talking about, firstly, one of the things that makes Israel so very, very diverse are the number of Olim people, Jews from all around the world, and non-Jews as well, Christians.
It's true. My building, it's very funny because here, I told you last week, because everybody's following and taking notes, I'm sure. So last week, I explained to you that I thought I lived in a Jewish neighborhood and we had Arabs nearby. And then it dawns on me, I think I live in an Arab neighborhood and we're the Jewish pocket. So having said that, in my building, it's a riot. We have old-time Israelis. But we have new Olim, you know, people, when I say new Olim, people who weren't born here, people who came here in the early 70s, the 80s. I came in 95. There are mixed marriages, Israeli and Americans or Israeli and South Africans. And we actually have in our building, true, I can't make this stuff up. We have a family, they're Romanian Christians. They came to Israel in the early 80s on, there's a law of return. I don't know if it's, hold on, Adina, is it still in effect, the law of return? Okay, my best friend Adina is in here. Also, an Ola from Canada. She's here like 106 years. Anyway, these Romanians came because he had like a Jewish grandfather or once met a Jew. Anyway, they came to Israel because they had two options then. They could get visas to Canada or to Israel. And like to Canada, it was like $40,000 a person. And to Israel, it was $140. So they came to Israel and they had their children here and they never converted. Their boys were in the Israeli Air Force and her Hebrew puts mine to shame and they're really part of the system. So, and we're all very close because it's not that it's an us against them mentality, but here many of us don't have family. We don't have first degree relatives. So our friendships, I had friends in America, many friends, I still do, but there was like a degree of, I believe, you know, we kept our distance. You didn't get involved in people's children. You didn't get involved in their marriages. There were things you were allowed not to speak about. That does not exist in Israel. The thing, not talking about something, if I have something to say to my neighbor about her kid, I'm going to say it, and she says it to us too. We mourn together. If a friend is dating, we know who she's going out with because he went out with every other single woman we know. And it's, we mourn together, we laugh together, we do Thanksgiving together. I mean, Thanksgiving has nothing to do on the Israeli calendar, but we make parties, we make simcha, we make cousins clubs, we pretend we're cousins. Well, I think I've covered that topic. Anything else?
Andrea.
Yes, I'm with you, Kathy.
but that makes sense. It makes sense. That
wait a second. Who said that we had missionaries in the building? It's true. I think I said it to you. Oh, Adina whispered. Yeah, we have a couple of missionaries in the building, but we're not talking about the missionaries now. They're bad missionaries. They're very bad.
What do you mean they're bad?
They're the world's worst missionaries, really.
They have a bad position.
I sometimes want to go and help them.
Oh, know? Really?
Yeah.
What makes them bad missionaries?
They're just like, they don't have any appeal. I mean, we have like good missionaries around Israel. They could fool you. They could really, they have, you know, prayer services that absolutely mirror Orthodox services. And you could find yourself, I mean, this is actually, I'm scratching my ear, one second. I did a show on this once that, there are over 150 Hebrew Christian, congregations in the country. But the missionaries that we have upstairs, they just can't get it right. I mean, they sing Shalom Aleichem at the wrong time. It's like Tisha B'Av. Everybody's crying and, you know, everybody's crying and starting their fast and they're playing like Shweki albums because they know that something Jewy is going on. They're just bad missionaries. Oh. But there are good ones around, yeah. Good for them, bad for us.
Do you know that it took a visit to Israel for me to ever see an actual monk.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'd never seen a monk in, you know, in the brown What's the thing
called? Right. Yeah.
In the brown
very,
thing
with
the collar.
I have to tell you, it's a very nice fashion sense. They're very nice. The brown robes with the rope belt, and they wear the sandals. They look good.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. Okay, so Andrea, I want to ask you something. I've just got a message here with a link to a YouTube video, and it's come from an email, because our listeners can email us, they can text us, they can send us WhatsApp messages or Telegram messages, and this has come from an address called ovens613@gmail.com.
Ovens, like O-V-E-N-S?
Yeah, ovens613@gmail.com. It says, must watch baby murderers. These people are deranged, subhuman beings. This video is brilliant. What are the likely chances that you would watch? Because I'm not going to watch.
Hold on a second. Ovens613, what is it, like an anti-Semitic thing?
I don't know. And it just... Anybody who uses oven613 as an address.
No, it's interesting. I don't have a block on my computer, and nothing comes up. Well, you know, it's very funny. The older I get, I'm not exactly sure what you're asking here, but I never stopped me from talking before. Anyway, because I'm scared that the two of us will get together and start to drink, Kathy. If you get ugly.
Oh no, so listen. Can I just tell you something before we've got a State of the Nation address tonight. State of the Nation address, the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, addresses the nation, and one of the retailers has come up with a drinking game. For the State of the Nation address. Sasha, have you still got that information?
I do.
Okay, so this is Sasha Starr. She does our news, and she does all the celebrity monitoring. So do you want to run through some of those rules again?
Just a few of them. They've actually renamed it Sip of the Nation instead of State of the Nation.
Sip of the Nation. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's very good. So, you have to drink if someone addresses one of the other parliamentarians as honourable member.
Right. Okay. I've seen it. By the way, I've seen the parliament videos. I've seen
they're
them.
They're a bit chaotic.
The ones of them falling asleep. The ones. I mean, nothing. Truthfully, Zuma was fun. He was fun. He was an idiot, but he was fun.
I know. We were always drunk. We were always drunk by like 5 minutes into the State of the Nation address. So we didn't actually see all of it.
Could you imagine that the day would come that you would actually miss Jacob Zuma?
Well, we're done. Now we can get him on Twitter.
But you can't see him moving up his glasses on Twitter or clearing his voice.
You know, I do want to say something that recently, and like all laughter aside, this is shocking. I don't have my notes in front of me. I could have my notes in front of me. But apparently in Holland, they had a soccer game in Holland. It was on Holocaust Remembrance Day, which makes it all that more vulgar. And they sang a cheer. What was the cheer? It was something like, my father was in the SS, my mother was a capo, and Jews burn best. And not only do they sing this at the soccer games, they sing it in summer camp, they sing it at graduations, and they actually insist that it's not Semitic. The world is getting uglier. Anti-Semitism is really becoming parlor talk stuff. And,
I
like to laugh. I do like to laugh, but you can't close your eyes that it's becoming very, very unsafe.
So,
go ahead, I'm with you.
Okay, finish what you're saying and then I'll tell you.
No, I was going to say that Jews, in my opinion, you know, IML, I do a lot of, you know, Facebook messaging, if they think that a obviously religious Jew getting beaten up on the streets of Brooklyn has nothing to do with them. It's like a willful blindness. At worst, we should start to become a little bit aware. I like the drinking games. I'll drink for anything. But I have to just also stay a little bit lucid and, you know, just keep our eyes open. Our children are looking to us. We have kids. Kids are looking to us. We brought them into the world. I'd like to think that we could have something upbeat, something optimistic, something hopeful to share with them.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, I don't think that the world has got evil, and I don't think that the world is bad. I think that the world is probably in a better shape than it's ever been previously. I think that what has happened is that we haven't catered for the lowest common denominator. So your people who have the most violent, the most vile opinions in society now have social media and mechanisms that takes those vile thoughts to the masses. Before they were locked up, they were shut up and they were arrested, or they were charged with hate speech or whatever the case may be. Today, it's your opinion and it's your right to your opinion, which I think is the first biggest mistake, because I think that some opinions are not worth sharing.
I have to tell you, you're making me laugh. I know we're going to have a good time when we meet. We will be inappropriate, and that's my goal. I used to be what they called the library lady. I'm going to make a confession now. I'm so going to lose my Israeli passport after I tell this to you. So I used to, we have several fantastic English language libraries here in Jerusalem. I mean, they're Hebrew libraries, but the English sections are terrific. And it wasn't always the case. And for many years, I'm not going to say the neighborhood because I will get in trouble. I was the library lady, and I used to read stories to kids, Shel Silverstein, Dr. Seuss, really fabulous stuff. And they would come, and now these kids are getting married and having their own babies. Talk about me turning into a geezer. Anyway, one day I was putting back books and organizing, and there was a book on the shelf, and I was teaching English at the time, and getting good lectures about censorship, and censorship is very bad because with censorship, they also could censor our opinions and blah, blah, blah. My real, left censorship is a bad thing. And I came across a particularly disgusting book. It was a book that was so disgusting, so ugly about women and for women. And I said, not only would I not read this book, I don't want this book available for any, I would be ill if I thought that accidentally one of my neighbors read this book. And I took the book and I put it in my pocketbook and I ripped it to shreds and put it in several garbage cans around town. Hmm. I exercised censorship because I didn't want to live next to anybody who might get some thoughts from that book. So I think that there are some things that shouldn't be said. And
I agree
with
you.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, I think that just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Absolutely, and
I think that that's a good rule to adhere to. No.
Now, Kathy, listen, before you hang up on me today, because I know we're going. Now, I know that you're working out. I know that you're very thin. I know you're very gorgeous.
No, I'm not thin, and I'm not gorgeous.
Okay. I know I have to get some plastic surgery before I meet you. But listen, are you coming for the marathon?
Yes, I am. I am.
That's it.
I've got 7 kilometers on Sunday. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I train 5 times a week, 5 mornings every week. The only mornings that I don't train are Fridays and Saturdays. Those
this is
are my rest days.
My thighs are aching just hearing you.
Oh no.
So
while your thighs are aching, my thighs are reshaping themselves, which happens to be completely incidental.
Good shape. All right.
Can I tell you?
I'm not one of these women who loves women blindly. Okay, if you look really better than me, I'm going to hold you away.
It's not
a
competition, I promise. Andrea, thank you so much. I just wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless, and just you're the light side, of our week.
The bright side, and Eretz Yisrael Shalano. It's good. It's all good. On our worst day, it's all good here. Okay?
100%. This is for you. Do you like Omer Adam?
Hold on a second. Adina, do I like Omer Adam? Yes. She says yes. I like him very much.
Okay. Well, you can turn up your radio because this is for you and for Dina. Thanks, Dina.